Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, April 12th. I'm Ray Graff. Today we welcome back our buddy Rocco DeFazio. In 1951, Rocco's parents opened DeFazio's Italian import store. It's still there today, and Rocco's still sitting there, although not today. Right next door is DeFazio's wood-fired pizza. And when Rocco was on this program, he generally talks about whatever he wants. There's been some confusion about it leading up to the program. In fact, there's still some confusion about it, and he's right here. It could be sauce, dough, gelato, Jerry Vale. I'm not sure. We're going to find out. The number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551, and he brought his son. Matt is here as well. It's Pure Radio Dynamite, Rocco DeFazio, Matt DeFazio, and you after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday, and we welcome back our friend, Rocco DeFazio. Rocco opened DeFazio's wood-fired pizzeria in Troy in 1989. It has since won numerous best of awards from around the capital region for its great pizza offerings at Italian fare. He's an expert in Italian foods. His folks opened Troy mainstay DeFazio Imports in 1951 already. He is one of our favorites on this show. We've only had a few FCC citations from his previous appearances, so we're really hoping that it goes well. But we have an eight-second delay just in case. Also with Rocco today is his son, Matt, who runs the ship over at the pizza side of the operation. If you have a question today or you want to join in the fun, give us a call, and I use the term loosely, give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Rocco, how you doing, man?
I am doing well. Thank you.
You're feeling good?
I am feeling, and you guys really didn't need to do this heart, these heart buttons for me. So I thought that was very nice.
And so the post-op is doing well?
I feel
really
renewed.
You don't look that good. No, I'm kidding. You look great. Listen, you took some shots, some serious shots in the green room. You got it coming. Hey, Matt DeFazio, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I got to tell you, you saw me. I saw you Thursday before Easter. It's a kind of a tradition in our family. I have some daughters who clamor for DeFazio's before Christmas, before Easter. So I was in. You run a tight ship, man.
You know, but we do have a lot of fun, which is great. A lot of family members, and, you know, we have a couple father sons that work there, cousins, a few sets of brothers. It's definitely an all in the family kind of place, and hopefully that's the vibe that you got when you were picking up your pizzas.
And you know, the pepperoni garlic pie will be forever emblazoned in my aorta and in also my memory. Great stuff. And you know what? You had me get the Easter cookies. You said, "Oh, get one for each kid." I said, I can't afford that many. But got a few boxes. And really, you make them in-house?
Yeah, we make them in-house every week, usually twice a week. They're very popular. They are, you know, my grandmother's recipe. And, you know, we make the frosting ourselves and, you know, we bake it in that Baker's Pride oven that we have right next to the wood-fired oven. And, you know, it's like everything that we do, it's time-consuming but worth it because, you know, you tasted the difference. And that's what we're all about.
I kind of felt bad after I left because you were just setting out the display with a stack of the boxes and I took so many of them that it dwindled.
We're always ready for it. We're ready for it, you know, to go again on Monday and make another batch. And then, like I said, we usually make a second batch per week, usually by Thursday.
Well, Rocco.
I'm sorry. Yes.
No, you got to wait your turn. Take a number, just like the shop. You dictate what we do on this show when you're on. So what do you have in mind?
Well, we are starting with dessert today.
Oh, I love it. Why?
Because we just want to flip the switch on this one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So what we have there.
Look at that.
Is our world famous Italian hangover cake.
Best. Oh.
Which has crème meunier, two types of imported amaretto. And when my wife Janice added the vodka, I said, "You're just showing off now." And she said, "You caught that." So four liquors.
Okay, that was cheating. Because I, listen, it's a secret. I know it's a secret recipe, but I said, listen, I want the, at least give me the booze that's in this because my wife made this at Christmas time. You didn't tell me there were two different types of amaretto.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
You can't even find those.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
So what do we got?
We we just did something yesterday. We made an orange creamsicle dairy-free gelato using coconut milk. So we will now pair that. How does it taste?
Together? I mean, the cake is amazing, and I'm going to get back to that in a minute. But the pairing is great. And this orange creamsicle gelato, you didn't have to tell me it's dairy-free. It's amazing.
It's dairy-free.
Silky, smooth, delicious.
Coconut milk.
So what's the deal? Why? Yeah.
Because non-dairy is so much better for you, especially coconut milk.
Really? Are you a doctor now?
Yeah, I'm a doctor of coconut milk. And right here in my sticky fingers, I have the seven reasons, the benefits of coconut milk.
All right, I'm listening.
Okay, plant-based, dairy-free.
Right. Okay.
Small carbon footprint.
Oh, 10-4.
Healthy fats, triglycerides, full of...
Isn't triglycerides something you have to keep low?
No, these are the good... These will increase your healthy weight, which you should...
You know what?
Okay, so we won't go
here
there.
Here we go. Here we go.
Has lower carbs than oat milk, rice milk, and especially dairy.
Right.
Good source of potassium. Better for heart, muscles, nerves, which I need.
Yep.
Tons of antibiotics. Healthy immune system. Main thing, easier to digest. And it just tastes so much damn better.
So, okay, so you don't have to swear, but I agree with you. You could take all those seven away, and I'd love it because it's delicious.
It's delicious. Coconut milk.
Yeah.
And we're one of the few places that use coconut milk to make. Most people use oat milk or almond milk.
So you're trying to tell me that coconut milk is healthier than oat milk?
Way. And it,
how do you know this? Matt, how does he know this?
Like you said, he's a doctor.
He's a doctor of coconut milk.
All right. Well, all I know
is... But the main thing is the taste.
Yeah. So getting back to the hangover cake for just a second, when we were devouring our pre-Easter, Thursday before Easter, just DeFazio's everything, my daughters, one of them, or maybe my son said, you know, they won the... they didn't win, but you guys got... The Barstool dude, what's his name? Portnoy,
yeah. Gave it a 9.4, 9.5.
The cake, well, the pizza, of course, loved it. Yeah. But the cake, he said it was like one of the greatest things he's ever had.
Yes.
He wasn't wrong.
No. And then just last week, we got to deliver him a pizza and several slices of hangover cake from Rude and Joy after the Iowa women's LSU game.
Did you really?
Yep. And, you know, he had a great rant on his... on his jet afterwards about greatness and, you know, threw in the hangover cake as one of the, you know, like you said, greatest things he's ever had. And we also gave a whole hangover cake to the Iowa women's team.
Did you really? Are they old enough to drink?
Yeah, so they could enjoy it. And, you know, it was a great night, a lot of fun. We made a lot of pizzas that night. And
that was something, wasn't it, that the women's NCAAs here in Albany. Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah. Brought the whole national attention to Albany.
Yeah.
It really did.
And some negative.
And some negative, right. Yeah.
There's always going to be some negative. Yeah, you're always ready for some negative twist. So.
Well, it is Food Friday. It's call and show. You can call if you wish. If you want to say hi to the DeFazio boys, 800-348-2551 is our number. voxpop@wamc.org is the email address. We'll take a quick break here. There's exciting news ahead, and we'll clue you in a moment. We're getting the gelato out of the studio here. Ian Pickus is here to take the gelato, and we're It's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. It's always a little cash when Rocco's in the house. He's Rocco DeFazio. He's joined by Matt DeFazio today. And we're taking the gelato. I just tried this other one, this white one. What is that?
White. It's called vanilla.
Oh, it's very
it's
good.
It's called vanilla.
I like it. Oh, well, it is. God. So it's all coconut milk, yeah?
100%.
Wowzers. Okay.
Now, you remember that wonderful woman I had on a few years ago, Donna Damiano.
I remember
and her.
And
her wonderful husband, Arthur.
Yes.
Yes, you remember them.
Yeah, what did you call him?
Arthur.
King Arthur? What'd you call him? You had a name for him.
The Prince.
The Prince. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Because she's the queen of gelato, and he's the
Crown Prince. Yeah.
And she... Mm. She went to Italy, worked with the top gelato makers in Europe.
Yeah.
Under the auspices of Umberto Fabri at his headquarters. Fabri, worldwide.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll just play along.
The ingredient people.
I don't know.
No, I'm not kidding.
I know, man, but I don't know.
No, he's... Okay, so he asked the top gelato makers to come to his headquarters in Italy, and to come up with the best dairy-free gelato.
Yeah.
They spent 2 weeks, and they nailed it. And she gave me the recipe.
Did she really?
Because she loved being on this show.
Well, you know what? She's welcome to come, too.
I'm going to invite her one of these days.
Have the prince come as well.
Oh, you were... Yeah, all right.
Why? What did
there.
I do? Did I
get... Yeah, you were.
Did I cause trouble?
Yeah, you did. Oh.
Were they offended?
Well, no, she was fine. He was...
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You know, usually I'm so pleasant.
Oh, yeah, you're
pleasant. Amazing.
So, what exactly do you do, Arthur?
I didn't say that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy.
What exactly do you do?
Prince Arthur, I apologize. If I've said anything to offend you, I'm sorry. So, Matt, you come here for a special reason. There's some news.
Yeah. So we will have a DeFazio's at Indian Ladder Farms. Should be starting in May.
Oh, yeah?
And we'll be there operating on site. Very similar
Indian
to our
Ladder.
Indian Ladder Farms. Yep. Very similar to our collaboration with Albany Distilling. You know, our location here at 75 Livingston Ave in Albany, where, you know, they do the booze and we do the food.
You know, I must confess, I have not been to the location in Albany. Whenever I go to see you guys in Troy, but it's the same basic menu, right?
We're open there from 4 to 9, you know, sometimes 9:30 on the weekends, and we make everything in Troy.
Okay, so it comes
over the dough, the sauce. So, you know, somebody could say, oh, you know, a lot of people actually said it, you know, how is the pizza going to be as good as the Troy location? And, you know, very simple. We still make everything. And, you know, you'll see my sister there tonight. I'll probably be there at some point, maybe with Brady and Gino. They'll be, you know, throwing pink lemonade at each other and causing a mess. So, you know, but we're hands on. And so it'll be the same thing at Indian Ladder, you know, probably Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But they just have such a great, you know, great operation there. And they're trying to bring it to another level with, you know, more on-site catering and you know, private parties.
It's a great location.
The farm is great, yeah. Yes.
You been up to the farm?
No, I haven't been invited.
It's so great. You haven't been invited? I might want to invite you over. It's somebody writes in here about coconut milk. I love cooking with coconut milk, too. I'd love to try that orange creamsicle gelato. Sounds delicious. But I heard... When I heard Rocco say it's full of antibiotics, I think he means antioxidants.
Well, Ray, you get me so nervous.
Really? All right. Thank you for that, Emily. And thank you for pointing out Rocco's failings here. So anyway, when are we starting at Indian Ladder Farms?
Sometime in May. And, you know, we'll have a few pizzas. You know, we'll probably have, you know, hopefully the hangover cake, if we can keep up with production, cannolis, but definitely, you know, to keep in line with our collaboration, we'll have in Indian Ladder apple, kind of a play on an apple a la mode pizza, where, you know, Joan, wow, who will be managing the location, it made everything on this pizza. You know, there's apples, there is, you know, caramel that was is homemade, a crumble that's homemade, yeah, just man. So dig in.
Okay.
It is just so sweet and delicious. And of course, yeah, you know, this will be the one dessert pizza, but everything else will be, you know, staples of DeFazio's.
So this is an actual legitimate dessert pizza. Have you ever done that before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What'd you make before?
Well, the first one I ever made was, believe it or not, I think I spoke about this some years ago.
You might have.
In Brazil, one of the most popular pizzas is called the macaquito, which is with bananas and honey.
Nah.
Well, all right.
I don't remember it.
Well, macaquito, bananas, honey. I did a grape one with grapes, three different types of grapes. Very tasty. And now we're doing the apple.
And Joan did this?
Yeah.
Joan made that.
This is great.
Yeah, good. Everything on it, yeah.
I mean, the Indian ladder apples and everything else, it's fantastic stuff. That's really, really good. Hey, Zach, we got apple pizza over here. Yeah. It's no. Don't look askance. It's real good. You're going to love it. And Dave Hopper, our screener, is also looking. Your turn is coming. The number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday with Rocco DeFazio and Matt DeFazio. And you can email us as well. If Rocco said anything wrong, please let us know. VoxPop at WAMC.org is the number, is the email address. Great stuff. Great idea. The crust is great. Let's talk about DeFazio's crust for a minute, because I think that's one of the things that really makes your pies great.
Yeah, you know, my great-grandmother's bread recipe has the cornmeal in there and, you know, just a cold ferment, you know, not a...
Well, now, what do you mean cold ferment?
So we let it sit in our walk-in cooler typically for 48 hours.
Is there any other way to do it, though?
Yeah, there's 1,000 different ways to proof pizza dough. And, you know, so you know, we're unique in that. And the, you know, just being made many times every single day of the week, you know, if you come in any time of the day between, you know, 7 a.m. and 11 p.m., there's a good chance that we're making pizza dough. And so we have that, but, you know, also usually if you come early, we're making our homemade pasta. So today we brought you two of the probably the most popular pastas that we offer in the Troy location with our homemade fettuccine, our Cajun chicken Alfredo, and our fettuccine bolognese.
Wow. Now, the bolognese I've had. I haven't had the Cajun chicken.
The Cajun chicken, you know, I don't know when it changed. We used to see a decrease in pasta orders when it, you know, turned spring and summer. But the last 3 years, it has been the complete opposite. Pasta, you know, ramps up. We just, you know, get so many orders. I think, obviously, same thing. It is very hard to find homemade pasta. We do our homemade linguine. You know, as you see here, the homemade fettuccine and then homemade penne, and then we do our homemade lasagna sheets. Wow. Sometimes we'll do fusilli. Hopefully we will be able to offer, you know, that this summer. And then, you know, the project that we've been working on forever at the old Vanilla Bean building, that's getting very close, and that'll just open up, you know, a new, you know, some new offerings that we're excited about that finally we'll be opening.
You know, Rocco, you talked about that project, and it's been a long time in the works. Where are we with that?
Matt can give you an up.
We just got, you know, the Beast Equipment Company out of New Jersey just delivered pretty much everything we need for the kitchen and for the bar to open.
You're going to have a bar?
Huh.
Yeah. So we'll have a bar. You know, we are now at a very large staff, and that's definitely has been a goal of ours for the last, you know, couple of years, is to keep building up a great management team. You know, we love our staff so much, and many of them have been there for multiple years.
You know, you mentioned that you were surprised by how popular the Cajun pasta has gotten over the last couple of years. And I thought, Rocco, you started the pizza joint in 89, right?
Right.
This guy wasn't even born yet, right?
I was two.
You were two. How have things changed tastes-wise around here in those 30 years plus?
When I first opened up the pizzeria, people called it wood-fried pizza. I said, no, fired.
Right.
Fired. Because it was so unique. And a lot of people don't know this. When I purchased my wood-fired oven, I also purchased the best pasta machine from Modena, Italy, La Prestigiosa.
What makes it the best?
I use brass dies. That is the number one reason.
Really?
Brass dies. A lot of people use Teflon. Brass dies are the key. Plus, the machine is over 40-something years old.
Yeah. Well, it's...
And it the proof is in the taste. And
But everybody's... The tastes in general from around this region...
It has gotten more sophisticated, yes. When I first opened, 7 pizzas.
Yeah.
That's all I offered.
That's all you need.
And a few salads.
Yeah.
Now we do 21 varieties of pizza, 21 pasta dishes, variety of pasta. I didn't even offer the pasta right away.
Really?
No. It took me a little while to... Because I wanted to master the pizza first.
Right.
Then I think we've mastered the pasta. So,
well, we'll give it a try.
Yeah, give it a try.
Number here is 800-348-2551. What goes into this pasta?
So the Cajun chicken is the homemade Alfredo sauce, which my father makes a few times a week.
You make that.
Red roasted peppers and
Just a little bit.
Of course.
You know, I'm on a diet.
Yeah, we could tell.
Rocco's fat shaming me again during the show. That's right.
And then the bolognese, pork, beef, pancetta, mushrooms, red wine.
16 ingredients, Ray.
In the bolognese?
Bolognese, 16.
So that's the same stuff on your bolognese pizza, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, you can get the bolognese pizza, you can get the bolognese pasta. Sometimes when it's just finished, I'll just eat it like it's soup and just make sure it tastes right.
How's the chew on that?
The chew is phenomenal.
That's brass dies.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks like pasta.
Oh, jeez.
No, the pasta, I mean, it's perfect.
It's the chew.
It's not too al dente and it's not too overdone. It's right on the money. It's got a little spice to it, though. This has a little spice.
Well, it's Cajun, right?
I don't do so good with spice. I'm going to start sweating.
Oh, God.
This is delicious. My gosh, really, well done.
We better not give him the pizza, Matt.
What?
What?
The number to call is 800-348-2551. Rocco DeFazio's here. Matt DeFazio's here from DeFazio's in Troy and in Albany and soon to be at Indian Ladder Farms up in lovely Altamont.
Yeah, I've driven it a couple times. Take about 28 minutes to get there from our Troy location, and the wood-fired oven they have there.
So they bought a wood-fired oven.
Oh,
they had it
built.
They had it built from Cooperstown, and it is beautiful. It's huge. It has 2 entries. You know, they did a great job. Designing and creating a pizza, pizza beer garden. And it's the scenery cannot be beat.
The scenery cannot be beat, and the donuts have been.
I have had the donuts.
You should bring some donuts home for Pop once in a while. They're really, really good. In the wintertime, are they open in the winter? Winter.
They are, I believe, seasonal. Their opening day is. That Friday before Easter. I think it also depends on when the school break is, but the baby animal farm, and that is when they kick off their season.
Well, the reason I ask is, once this pizza takes hold up out in that neck of the woods, people are going to want it all year long. If it's closed in the winter, what happens then?
Yeah, we'll be closed too. I think we usually pick up business, the catering always increases in October, November, December. You know, when RPI comes back to school in September and all the high schools start back up in Russell Sage and UAlbany, you know, we always get a huge hit from those schools reopening. So we're always ready for September. So it'll be crazier this year with also operating. And then I think we'll very much be looking forward to Indian Ladder closing at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And having a few months off and just, you know, focusing on all of the other, you know, activities we have going on.
You know, when I'm in the shop in Troy, I always remark how busy everybody is. And you have a staff, and they're well-trained, and they work all the time. Do you ever get any time off?
You know, I usually have to bring the boys on Saturday mornings, and they're a good reason for me to kind of stay in the backyard and play soccer or tag or, you know, football. My two boys are both very aggressive. They don't mind a little contact, so I usually have to. They're usually playing, you know, Hulk Hogan and you know, Andre the Giant up front as entertainment for the guests. So trying to, they keep me busy, which is great.
How old are they?
Brady just turned 5, and Gino is 3.
That is amazing. That's great. How many grandkids you got, Rocco?
8, soon to be 9.
Really? That's a lot, man. That'll be expensive at Christmas.
Workforce.
All right. Let's hope the Department of Labor is not tuning in. This email came in from Maura. Okay. Somebody's sticking up for you.
Oh, finally.
Coconut milk has antibiotic properties due to its antimicrobial and antifungal properties.
Thank you.
That's from Maura.
Thank you, Maura.
All right. And Jeff writes in, easy question about making pizza dough. Cake yeast or active dry yeast? And that's from Jeff.
Active dry yeast.
Active dry yeast.
Yep. That's what we use.
Yeah.
Is there a difference?
Yeah. You know, there's that live yeast that some people use. And, you know, I think that's usually you use a starter, a mother, you know, and then you kind of build off of that. Like you said, over 1,000 different ways to make pizza dough.
See, that's so interesting. Now, believe it or not, I know you guys look at me and wouldn't believe it for a second, but decades ago, I worked at a pizza place.
No.
Seriously. Delivery, though. They wouldn't let me trust you in the kitchen. No, not at all.
I wouldn't trust
you. I did have to bring trays of dough into the cooler, though, yeah. So they did it the same way. But I'm amazed that you can do it in any other way. That seems to be the way to do it.
Yeah, there is. People try, you know, many different ways, and
shortcuts.
Pizza is a great it's, you know, people are obsessed with pizza, and it's great for us. Obviously, we're obsessed with pizza, so it works very well.
Now let's talk about cooking time for a minute, and then we'll take a quick break. Rocco DeFazio's here, and Matt DeFazio as well. 800-348-2551. If you have a question about pizza and or great Italian food. You guys have this wood-fired oven, and the story of Rocco, you told it years ago, of bringing it over the mountains in a snowstorm is great. It gets really hot. I mean, how hot does it get?
You know, typically, you know, anywhere between 900 and 1,200 degrees. Obviously, depends on how busy. This morning, we had to do 75 pizzas for RPI by 10:45. So the oven, you know, by 8:30 was already, you know, pushing 1,000 degrees.
All right, that's my question about cooking time. I mean, most of us, if we have our home oven, it's 400-500 degrees tops. This is your 800-900 degrees. How long does it take to cook a pie? Well, I don't like an underdone pie.
Yeah, you know, the 16-inch pizza takes a little bit longer than the 12-inch pizza. You know, obviously mass. And, you know, 2 to 3 minutes is what we try. You know, typical Neapolitan wood fire places, a lot of people do 90 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, we try to let it cook a little bit longer, get a little bit crispy.
That's amazing.
And yeah, the 16-inch is kind of a rare thing for wood fire, very rare for wood fired pizza. But, you know, this is how we started doing it. And, you know, we certainly won't change it in the old OG Troy location.
And the big benefit is you're searing your toppings. Like you were talking about that pepperoni garlic.
Yeah, great.
All right, so fresh garlic with delicious pepperoni. It's seared. It and searing the flavor is makes all the difference in the world.
And with respect to garlic in particular,
yes,
a lot of times when we order from local pizza places, we get roasted garlic. Guys do only fresh garlic, but it has the prop when it comes out of that wood oven, it has very much the property of roasted garlic.
Exactly.
It softens up. It's really
it's
nice.
Seared. The key is searing it.
Let's take a quick break. 800-348-2551 is our number. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. We'll be back. Why are you laughing, Zach? I had to go out and deliver gelato to the newsroom. 800-348-2551 is our number. It's Vox Pop. It's Food Friday. Rocco DeFazio's here. Why do things go astray so often when you're here, Rocco? You handed me a book. I'm trying to talk into a microphone. Oh, would you look at that picture? Wow, this is Troy's Little Italy Revisited, one of those great Images of America books. And there's Anthony and Josephine DeFazio right there. What year is that, you think?
Oh, 80.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
Isn't that a great photo?
Yeah. The shop is looking pretty much the same.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Go to the other one, the first one there with the paper in it.
Oh, look at you with the bookmark. Oh, no. We can't talk. My God, Rocco DeFazio at 4 with a cigarette in his mouth. What is that?
That's you.
What? No wonder you had heart surgery. My heavens. No, really, what's the deal with that picture? Seriously, man.
It's one of those. No wonder why so many people were smoking cigarettes. They used
oh,
to
it was
sell
a candy
those.
Cigarette.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm not smoking a cigarette anymore.
Okay, because I mean, you know, a little much even.
For you.
Yeah, it's incredible. The number here is 800-348-2551. Hey, Rocco, before we forget, you have the charity event coming up
again. June 2nd. Believe it or not, we've been playing stickball in Troy for 20 years now.
Amazing.
20 years,
and I haven't been there once.
You've got to come over this year. This is going to be a really big event. We hope to have a lot of surprises at this one, and it's all to benefit. Believe it or not, Joseph House has probably about 120 children that they house and help, and if you could read the items that we're looking to have donated.
Yeah, the items needed, diapers, sizes 3 and up, sippy cups. These are all new. Twin sheet sets, socks, shoes, sneakers, towels, washcloths, crayons, coloring books, small pillows, as well as personal hygiene products. So this tournament is to support
Joseph House.
Right.
The children who are housed by Joseph House.
So this is Stick It to Child Homelessness. It's a stickball tournament. This is the 20th year, and it's June 2nd, 1 to 5 at the Marketplace in Troy's Little Italy. And Rocco, you're not playing anymore, right?
Believe it or not, I might pitch this year.
Really?
Yeah, I might pitch.
Now, you know, you have medical professionals in the family. Are they going to say, yeah, no, maybe?
I think she'll give me the clearance.
Okay, fair enough. All right, we've had several emails on the coconut ice,
gelato. Don't say ice cream.
Right. Well, don't blame me. Don't blame the messenger here. Deborah says, where will they be serving that delicious sounding dairy free ice cream?
At DeFazio's in Troy.
Yeah.
And maybe we even bring it to.
But it's gelato. It's not ice cream.
I'm sorry. We might be bringing it to Indian Ladder.
Cool. If you go to Indian Ladder, you know, you're going to be on the way. You can go past my house.
Oh, I could.
Don't stop. But don't I mean, just go.
Speed up.
Andrew writes in, can I make a big batch of pizza dough and then portion and freeze it? Does the quality or freshness go down if I do that?
No, I don't believe so.
You can freeze pizza dough.
Sure you can. You know, you don't want it to get freezer burned, but don't make a huge batch. You know, I'd 10, 12 balls. And yeah, no, freezes well.
You know, one thing I don't see in the when I come in there is somebody flipping the pizzas and twirling them around.
We have a low ceiling.
Is that why?
That's why, believe me.
But nobody does that, right? That's just a stereotype.
If you go to New York City, Boston, you'll see guys showing off.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they'll be showing off.
Let's go to Duncan in Troy. Duncan, you're on.
Hi. A question for Rocco or Matt. I worked in a steel plant in my youth, and I worked on a heat treating furnace, and we had to rotate off every 40 minutes because it exhausted people. Oh. Do the guys that feed the pizza and take the pizza out of the oven? I'm only in your shop, you know, to pick up a pizza, so I don't see how it's really done. Do they get a break? I mean, that must be exhausting.
My God, you got to give them a break.
No, we chain them to the the oven.
Yeah. I've missed the chain.
We chain them to
you
the oven.
It's on their foot, so you can't. So the customer can't see it. It's on their foot.
Wow.
Obviously, you can't chain their hands because then they couldn't put the pizza in. So naturally, it's their feet.
Yeah, it gets hot in there in the summer.
They have to take breaks in the summer, like water breaks, and go outside in the yard.
Okay. Well, a lot of customers will comment, you know, oh, you got an army back there.
That's what I say.
Because, you got to rotate those boys.
All right, Duncan, thanks a lot for the call. 800-348-2551 is the number on Food Friday. Rocco DeFazio, Matt DeFazio with us today. And you're going right back to the shop and working?
Friday night, yeah. Like I said, I'll be in Troy, and then I'll be in Albany. And, you know, just getting ready. And, you know, we've had a busy week. You know, RPI's semester ending has always brings in a lot of catering for them. And then it'll be, you know, once school's out, it will be people traveling to, you know, Cooperstown, to Vermont, to Lake Placid, and, you know, all of upstate New York. And we'll get a lot of customers that, you know, that we've gained via just, you know, being popular on the internet for a while. Certainly the Barstool review, the One Bite review always is popular and gets recycled this time of year. And hopefully we'll be back at the One Bite Festival this year, which, you know, we attended the first annual One Bite Festival last September.
I don't even know what that is.
You know, they brought the top 35 pizzerias, basically from the Northeast. You know, there's a lot of New Jersey, there's some Massachusetts, obviously a ton of New York City and Long Island pizzerias, and all who had scored very well on the One Bite app. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to be invited, and we got to make a few hundred pizzas right at Coney Island, right at the, Brooklyn Cyclone baseball field.
Oh, the Metsies. All right. You know, that was one heck of a filibuster because I had a chance to try the pasta bolognese there. Really great. And how many ingredients in that bolognese sauce?
16.
And what are they?
Three types of meats. Very proud of it. The pancetta, fresh ground beef, and it's not just pork. It's my Italian sausage meat, which has four ingredients. Mushrooms. Cream, cheese, red wine.
Oh, yeah. What kind of red wine you use?
Whatever I have, you know, left over, you know.
I want to talk to you about olive oil.
Oh,
my wife, I was at grocery shopping yesterday.
Yeah.
Olive oil prices are insane now. What happened? They're so high.
Believe it or not, water conservation, and especially anything grown out in California, the prices of olive oil have just skyrocketed.
It's funny because the Italian imported is almost the same as the domestic stuff now in price.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Yes, yes. Because, we use Corto.
That's right off the boat.
No. That's California.
Really? You're kidding me.
They're unbelievable. I think it rivals anything from Italy.
Well, and I think you said it with the prices being the same. It's because they are as equal quality now.
John visited them a handful of years ago.
Yeah.
He said the operation is so high tech, It's staggering.
Really?
Yeah, they are. These people are very, very serious.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Matt and Rocco DeFazio are here. Barbara writes in, would you please comment on New Haven pizza? And then Barbara goes on, you're the best. Been coming since the 80s. Had dinner with your folks a few times. And that's from Barbara.
Yes. New Haven, very popular. You know,
Rick Orlando loves that. He's from that area.
Yeah, yeah. And they've been in business, you know, since like the 50s. What is it? What's the two there? Sally's and Pepe's. Yeah, that's the two big ones in New Haven. One's really known for their clam pizza. No, it's quality stuff.
Let me ask you about the clam pizza because, you know, I ordered four pizzas. That's what I usually do when I call
pizza.
You guys. And I had the white clam pizza.
How did you like that?
Well, I've had it before, but I
it's phenomenal.
It's exceptionally good. Where are we getting the clams?
Chicken of the Sea.
So not Hudson, not the Hudson or anything like that. No? They're delicious.
Pair it with our homemade sausage, though.
Really?
Oh.
Well, I didn't buy any of that.
Chicken and clams and sausage, unbelievable.
Delicious. Anthony writes in from Wine and Skill, pizza joints that close in the winter. Great example of a pizza joint that closes during the winter is Kay's Pizza on Burden Lake in Avril Park. They've done it for decades. Makes you crave it more in the spring as a rite of spring. Go to Fazio's, and that's from Anthony in Wine and Skill. I never tried Kay's. I don't get out that way very much, but I hear good things.
I've never had it. You know, we have several employees from Avril Park, and you know, their families definitely visit it, and I've only heard great things as well.
I would put the pizzerias in the Capital District, the older ones.
Yeah,
you know, the ones that have been around. With anything in New Haven, Boston, New York.
Is there a difference? They talk about a different style in New Haven. I know there's New York style and Chicago style. Is there a Capital Region style?
Well, they all – see, I grew up eating bar pizza.
Yeah.
Which I love. And believe it or not, the best one I ever had, and I think I've mentioned this to you before, was right here in Albany near Bleecker Street.
Oh, you have mentioned that.
The three S's.
Yeah.
They were – the family were Ukrainian.
You did say that long ago.
Oh, my – the pizzas were
amazing.
Unbelievable.
You know, bar pizza, though, where I grew up, my father – there weren't many pizza joints.
My father would go
to the Del Mar Tavern, which was a
how good
and
was it?
They're long out of business, so I can say this.
Sure.
It was the worst.
Oh, was it?
It was a cardboard. My father would butter the crust.
Oh, yeah. Gee. Oh, God. No. See, no, the bars in South Troy, they were family owned. So the dad ran the bar.
Yeah.
Right? He was out in the bar. The mother, the grandmother, and the daughters were in the kitchen. And they were so prideful of what they were making, and it was incredible.
Yeah.
I miss those days so much.
Let's go and grab a call here before we wrap it up with Matt and Rocco DeFazio. Richard and Rensselaer, you're on.
Yes, the state's been planning on outlawing wood-fired ovens, so I wonder, are you going to be able to stop that?
I haven't heard anything about that.
They talked about it in New York City.
Oh, New York City, Well, it's, you know.
I haven't heard, you know, we haven't been approached at all or got anything. I know, you know, when it comes to New York City, they do operate almost like their own state.
Yeah.
You know, and so maybe that will be a thing.
I would be shocked.
All right, well, thank you for that one. We appreciate the call. The number is 800-348-2551. We're running out of time here. Anything that we forgot to mention? Lord knows, I didn't even know what we were going to talk about.
I have no idea. I think we got off the subject.
Well, we certainly do. The big event is coming up June 2nd. The stickball event, Stick It to Homelessness.
Please, if you don't want to drop off the items to Joseph House, you could stop at DeFazio's.
No, that's true.
Drop it off, and I'll...
How many people play?
It's about 8 to 10 per team.
How many are on a team?
8 to 10 per
team. Oh, I see. How many
teams? I'm sorry. This year, probably about 8.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good tourney.
No, it's getting very, very popular.
We used to play stickball when I was a
Who
kid.
Who didn't play? Yeah, look at the photo on that. I mean, that's what I remember.
Oh, it's Rocco with a stick and a cigarette in his mouth. Ah, good for you. That's great. Congratulations. How were you, six at that time?
Yeah.
Good for
you. No, eight.
No, yeah, we have great participants. DeCrescenti brings a team.
Oh, yeah.
Trustco Bank brings a couple
Keeler
teams.
Keeler Motors.
The Electrical Union.
Electrical Union from numbers. Albany. Those
yeah.
guys come.
Who usually wins?
Whoever I say wins.
Now, you see, you waited till the end of the show to give me a heart attack. So what you're saying
I
is,
already had four of those.
What you're saying is it's fixed.
No.
No? But you're just...
Pull a few strings.
All right.
Whoever makes the biggest donation to Joseph.
I'm going
to
stop you there, and we're going to take a phone call. Just okay. My lawyer wants you to stop now. Kevin in East Hampton, you're on with Rocco and Matt DeFazio.
Wow. Hey, Rocco, you don't know me, but I've been stopping at your place for the last year.
Cool.
Commuting between Watertown and New York and East Hampton, and I would always swing in with my family to get pizza.
Nice.
So you kept us fed and happy, and I appreciate it.
Fat and happy. I like that.
Good work.
Okay. Hey, that's a great
question for you.
Yeah.
Sorry, pizza dough. The problem with making it right, as best I can tell, is you got to know the day before if you want pizza tomorrow. Any tips on making a good dough, like, just in a couple of hours?
Increase the temperature of your water. That will help.
Slightly.
And then you have to put it in a warmer atmosphere, a warmer temperature, even when after you roll it. That'll be a big thing to proofing it quicker. Obviously, there's a lot of pizzerias that will make their dough, roll it, and put in a proofer, and then 6 hours later when they open at 4 o'clock, that is the dough that they use.
Huh.
Heat always makes that yeast and that sugar activate quicker, and that's what you're getting. You're looking for those organisms to start moving and making it and soften up the
dough.
But
then you put it in a cooler, so it's already stopped doing its thing
by
the time.
He's saying, though, if he wants to make it, if he wakes up on Sunday and say, man, I really want pizza tonight,
I gotcha.
And I'm going to make the dough myself, these are tips to do it that night.
What do you think, Kevin?
I know I need to plan ahead better, but I appreciate the answer.
Hey,
you're selling yourself short. You guys are by far the best pizza in the area.
Thank you.
Thank you so
much. That's very kind. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it very much. We're just about out of time. While you were on that call, Matt, I got to say this, Apple, what are you calling it? You have a name for it?
We'll throw the Indian ladder. Yeah, I was going to say, we'll throw some Indian ladder. We don't name it. My sister Elizabeth, our assistant general manager Jen, they'll sit down, they'll come up with a good name for it.
I think
sure.
You came up with Joan, or whoever invented this, came up with a real good one.
Yeah,
good.
No, it's going to be a great, and like I said, we'll have our traditional pizza, we'll have our Fra Diavolo there, which is hands down the most popular specialty pizza that we make with our homemade sausage and hot chopped peppers. We'll do the arugula prosciutto.
I got that for
spam,
you.
Thank you.
That is what we made special for you.
For you, it's out there. Let me give you a quick information about spam.
All right, you got 12 seconds.
I know why the Russians hate us so much. I was watching a program on World War II. We sent millions of cans of spam to feed the Russian army because they were starving.
I like spam. Why don't you leave it alone?
Well, the Russians didn't, and because of that, they've held a grudge against us.
Okay, so the last 5 minutes of the show, you got us into trouble. I knew it was going to happen. All right, we're done here. Kill his mic. Support comes from Saratoga Restaurant Equipment Sales, 27 years supplying restaurants and commercial kitchen facilities, also offering project design, installation, and repair services, saratogasales.com, and Honest Weight Food Co-op, celebrating Earth Month tomorrow from 9 to 1 with a paint recycling event hosted by Green Sheen, accepting latex to oil-based paints, honestweight.coop/earthday for info and registration. Thanks to Rocco and Matt. Thanks to you for calling in and enduring it. Zach, nice job. We're done.